Now, just to bring you up to speed with the Australia Day debate, January 26, and the significance of whether we should be celebrating that date. We all know some of the backstories, but just to bring you up to date with it, the Prime Minister, the federal government came out the other day and said that they were more than comfortable for councils to be able to do their citizenship ceremonies, you know, 2 or 3 days either side of the 26th if they didn't feel that that was the right day to acknowledge citizenship and Australia Day. So they've given councils leeway because there was a bit of an argument around whether or not it was in breach of, you know, sort of federal laws by holding a citizenship ceremony on another day other than Australia Day. So that's been allowed to happen now. And the other thing that's happening is that corporate Australia, to a certain level, Telstra and other companies, are saying they will allow their employees who are not comfortable with having January 26th off to commemorate Australia Day, if they're not comfortable with that being the day that they have off, they can work and have another day off as part of this whole package of sort of looking at the notion of whether Australia Day itself needs to be changed. Now, in all honesty, this is, if you're not in favour of this, then it's probably the Fremantle Council's fault, because you've got to go back, I think about 6 years, when the Fremantle Council started talking about the notion of changing the name of the day that they would hold any sort of celebration for. It would not be called Australia Day. It would be called One Day. And so they started implementing that and then looking at the notion of scrapping Australia Day as the January 26th altogether. So let's go back to the person who was the mayor of Fremantle when all that was going down, Brad Pettit, who's now a Greens member in the upper house of state parliament. G'day, Brad.
Good morning, Gary.
What have you started here, Brad? What have you started? Did you think it would take off, by the way?
Oh, look, actually, look, I always thought that this was something that, and change that was inevitable. And I must say, it wasn't, yeah, I think the introduction was great, but in fairness, it wasn't really the Freo Council's idea.
All right.
It was funny enough, actually, it was an idea that came when we spoke to the elders, the Aboriginal elders in our community, around what they wanted to do on Australia Day. I said, how can we make it better for you? And I kind of came back to them and said, oh, yeah, we could do these things, but in all honesty, we just like to have another day because it's really hard for us to celebrate on this day of all days. And that, anyway, started the conversation with our council around one day, as you described it. And then I guess, the rest is kind of history, so to speak, but it does feel like that the times are changing, so to speak.
Well, okay. I mean, did you expect that, corporate Australia at a certain level, I know we're talking some of the mining and resources sector, we're certainly talking Telstra, that they would actually go so far as to say, if you're not comfortable with that as your day off and nominating that day, then pick another one? How did you react to that?
Yeah. Look, I think that's a really good move. And often, it's interesting, often see, I think, corporates take the lead on some of these things, because these are very tough issues for government, especially state and federal governments, to step up on, because it becomes such a political fight. But corporates, I think, can represent their employees quite well, and especially those who often have, you know, they have reconciliation action plans, and they have those things that with their communities and their employees. I think out of those, we're seeing lots of these kinds of things. We're not telling people you must do something, just saying, here's your choice. So I think it's through giving people the choice around what happens on January the 26th and how they may or may not want to celebrate that, actually, I think, will ultimately lead to that incremental change.
All right. Now, if I play devil's advocate for a second here, does this sort of open it up for people that say, well, I don't actually really want to celebrate Christmas Day. I'd like to negotiate another day off. What do you say to that argument?
Yeah, look, apparently that is already happening. And I think Deloitte and a few others of those kind of big KPMG kind of companies already noting that they've got very diverse employees, you know, from different cultural backgrounds. Just give people the choice. That says if you would rather work on those days and take your public holiday on a day that's of significance to you, then look, I don't have a problem with that. My sense is, you know, we're a multicultural country, and we can actually respect that we've all got different kind of cultures that we're part of and that we celebrate differently. We don't all have to do everything exactly the same way.
But in some way, is this not cancel culture? The notion of Christmas Day, which has been with us from time immemorial, you know, ends because of, you know, not everyone celebrating on Christmas Day or acknowledging the significance of Christmas Day?
Look, I don't know. I don't think it's cancel culture. I think it's the opposite. It's actually saying that everyone should actually feel really empowered and free to celebrate their days in the way that, it respects their values. I mean, I'll be, and I'm sure you'll be too, enjoying Christmas Day, but I won't be. I'll be working on January the 26th on Australia Day, and that's because they're my values. Whilst I'm part of a Christian kind of tradition, I do think that January 26th needs to be rethought, and happy to have another day for that. So I think it's a bit of choosing, and I think through this, we actually get that kind of change without actually having the culture war about it. I think the real challenge sometimes is that these things become so partisan and so tribal, and that people can't actually have a sensible conversation around actually, well, what's respectful of different people's perspectives.
Well, let me just throw something in the mix then, because in The Australian this morning, Paul Garvey and Paige Taylor are reporting Tony Abbott's reaction to the notion of CEOs and company bosses giving their employees the choice around Australia Day. He says it's wrong when woke CEOs start playing politics through their businesses. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, look, I don't think the CEOs or woke's become a bit of a pejorative term, I think, but I don't think they're being woke. I think they're just listening to what their employees want. And I always actually find it weird that a Liberal government was the one who actually was very, overly prescriptive, almost dogmatic in the way that you must celebrate these things in these ways. You must do citizenship on this day. I mean, so it was actually almost, it was the opposite of actually giving individual choice, which I thought was actually at the heart of the Liberal tradition, was giving individuals a choice to do what they wanted to do. We actually had a government saying councils must do citizenship ceremonies, people must celebrate in these ways on these days. It feels to me like a true Liberal would actually do the opposite of that, actually let people choose what actually suits them. I think, and that's actually a much healthier for democracy as well.
To people out there who are listening and say, well, hang on, I'm actually proud of modern Australia, and that's what January 26 signifies, it's modern Australia. What is wrong with that?
Look, there's plenty of reasons to be proud of modern Australia. I am too. I guess there's an interesting question there that says, I think we should all be proud of what the amazing country we live in, but is the best day to celebrate that on a day that the First Nations people of this country feel like it was the day that their dispossession started? I would rather find a day where I can be proud and share that pride with everybody. The idea that a large percentage of people feel excluded from that, for me, doesn't really feel like a great day to celebrate. And surely, one of the things around January the 26th is speaking to Aboriginal people in my community to say, look, you know, there are probably better days we can do that than January the 26th. Which one it is yet to be defined. But for us, it's hard to think of a worse day. And that always stuck in my head. Yeah. And so, like, surely we can just find a better one, which we can. There's no one saying don't celebrate this country. It's amazing. Let's just find a day we can all do it.
And you would argue that if we did find a day we could all do it, we'd have to change the name of it as well?
It's an interesting question, actually. Not necessarily. I actually think there's nothing wrong. I reckon most people I've spoken to, Aboriginal and not, like the idea of an Australia Day, of a national day of celebration. But, I mean, if that was to, for example, I thought that may happen when we finally become a republic, maybe it becomes a different name at that point. But I think what we're seeing now is an incremental journey now where, in many ways, I can't see it's going back. I feel like it's gone far enough down this journey where, from where we were 6 years ago when the city of Fremantle kind of had started this conversation with its community, where I think there's enough change in motion now where I don't think January 26th will ever be seen as the best day that we could do it.
I think you hit on it then, because obviously the time for such a change is going to be very much in context. I suppose you talk about a republic and the issue around the republic, and we know that that's something that the federal government will look at some point, but they want to get through the notion of an Indigenous voice to Parliament first, and that's going to be vexed. That's going to be vexed enough. But is that a time when, you know, should it all be in the mix that we look at another day for Australia Day as part of that to voice to Parliament as well, or would that get too controversial?
Well, look, I suspect actually what the voice to Parliament will do is actually, I wouldn't be surprised, one of the first things that they talk about is actually saying, as the new voice to Parliament, which I hope does get up, that one of the things they would recommend is that we work together to find another day, another national day of celebration. And I think actually empowering, I mean, that's the exciting thing about The Voice, is I think it will empower Aboriginal leaders and communities, you know, to have that say and actually get it heard, and often in ways that it probably isn't at the moment. And I still go back to those first conversations that I had with elders of my community, and actually been a bit surprised that they didn't like January the 26th. I assumed that they were that they were good with it. And I think that voice works has become really important around actually having those alternative perspectives.
All right. Well, it doesn't seem to be disappearing anytime fast, this debate, and I think the notion of giving people a choice as to which day they'd like to take off has progressed it probably maybe even beyond your views at the time, but that's where we're at. So we'll continue to have the discussion, and I appreciate you coming on, Brad.
Thanks, Gary. I appreciate it.
Brad Pettit there. He's Greens MP now for the Upper House, formerly the Mayor of Fremantle, and they certainly kicked it around and implemented some changes in their council. That spread, of course, to the eastern states. There's councils over there that now don't acknowledge Australia Day on the January 26th. Here's the question, though. Is it something that offends you enough to say, I don't want a public holiday on the 26th? I don't want to be off work. I would rather be at work on Australia Day and find another day to have off. Very interested to hear your view on this. 133-882. Or should Australia Day remain exactly the date that it is right now? 133-882. It's 9:45.
Are you in the business?